News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
How important are financial matters when choosing a romantic partner? Mairead Lachman, matchmaker at Love Hey Q, joins us to discuss. Good morning to you, Mairead.
Good morning.
The big question, never mind financial matters in general, is that people are all texting in about this morning. Should you split the bill on a first date?
Well,
and what does that mean if you do?
Well, my preference would be absolutely not. You know, most people these days are going for coffee dates, so they are. So if they can't afford a cup of coffee, you know, they have bigger issues. They need to go work in their finances before they start dating. So what I'd say is, look, it doesn't leave a good taste in someone's mouth, especially if they're getting on well, things are going good. If it's a girl, I don't split the bill, and I never say to a friend of mine, oh, you get this, or you get your coffee and I'll get mine. I either get the coffee or they get the coffee. And I just think it's kind of irrelevant when it comes to dating.
And are you saying, though, are you saying that in a heterosexual relationship that should be the man, or does it matter which of them it is?
It doesn't really matter who it is, but I will say this, okay? Women like, because they have more to lose when they get into a relationship, especially if they want to have a family, women like to know that the man can be a provider. So say there's two people in a relationship, they're both in €100,000. By the time she actually goes and has the baby and everything like that, her maternity benefit is €289 per week. And therefore, at the end of the 6 months, she's down €33,500. Now that couple decides to have three kids, her salary is down €100,000 over the lifetime of having those three kids. That's just one example. So if that's the case, you kind of need to know, like, look, is this person going to be able to support the household while I'm on maternity leave?
I'm sure you would deny any accusations of sexism here, but are you saying just in a pragmatic sense, very often the man ends up with footing the bill a bit more than the woman because the woman is... I suppose having
traditionally,
children.
Traditionally, yes.
Okay, all right.
Traditionally, yes. Look, we're only one or two generations from most women in Ireland being in the workforce. And so we are creatures of habit. We do like, ladies like to be treated like ladies, men like to be treated like men, you know.
And those old school norms, they still exist out there in the dating scene?
For some people, absolutely, yes. Now, look, there's a lot of modern women out there. We see first dates and women say, no, I'd rather pay my own way. I don't want to be under compliment to you. I don't want anything to be assumed even after the date or anything like that. So it is a little bit of a minefield. But I would say, look, it's a nice thing to do. If you can afford it, just get the bill. And if they bring you off again...
And can I ask you, Jonathan is chomping at the bit to get in here, but can I ask you just before we move on, does it apply to dinner as well? I know you're saying most people go out for coffee and that's probably true, but supposing you don't, supposing you knew the person a bit anyway, so, you know, through one way or another, and you decide the first date will be a dinner date, which would be much more expensive, does the non-splitting still apply if it's dearer?
I would say, look, if you can afford the bill, get the bill. You know, there's no big deal. Like, I wouldn't think it's a big deal. Don't go to a restaurant that you can't afford, is what I would say. But like,
you're missing a trick. You're missing a trick completely. What should happen is say, look, I'll get this one. Sure, you can get the next one. And then you're getting your second date. I mean, it's not rocket science.
Oh, you
people.
Have the moves, Healy.
Oh, my God. I mean, why do people not realise this?
I don't know. He has a point. Doing it that way does sort of put the second date on the table.
It does, absolutely. And you know what? You can politely decline afterwards if you needed to. So you're always needing out.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
No, what I would say is, look, be fair about it. And like that as well. Why not say something like that? Sure, you get the next one. And it is nice. And especially just it covers over everything, doesn't it? I think in Ireland, we're very polite. We don't like to say, oh, I don't want to meet you again. Or I'm not going to meet you again because you have to pay the bill.
We also hate talking about money. We're all mortified. But I know that talking about finances in terms of dating, it doesn't sound very romantic. But when couples are together long term and they break up, very often it is financial issues that are one of the things they fight over, isn't it? So is it fair to put this kind of thing on the table from the get-go, do you think, Mairead?
I think we're getting subtle messages all along. Okay, so like that, who pays for the first date? Just make a big deal about it. You know, they're like, oh, I got the dinner, you know. If you're going to get the pay the bill, just do it seamlessly. But like that, if somebody buys you dinner, say thank you. You know, people are always giving you subtle hints when you start dating first. Listen to them, hear who they are and everything like that. Like, you might hear subtle little things like, they are in debt, but like, debt is okay once they have a plan to get out of debt, or if they're completely ignoring it, you know, are they going to be a good life partner?
Okay.
So there's lots of little things that we can be listening to along the way.
Lots of good advice there. Thank you very much for joining us on that. That is Mairead Lachman there, matchmaker at Love HQ.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.